This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, man, I love my job. I don't really have a job. I love what I do because I work for myself. And a big part of what we do every day is messaging. I think of us, the BlackSphere.net, the BlackSphere LLC, our corporation, as a marketing and messaging company. And there's another side out there called the left. They are big, bad. They got lots of money. They use our own money, and they have been pushing a message against us. And little old me is out there fighting to push back against them. And I'm very fortunate because many of you say, Kevin, I want to support you. I want to donate. In fact, if you want to do that, help, contact us, kjradio.com. We will get you on the list to help. We are doing things in so many ways to push back. And I'm telling you, we are Sisyphus pushing the rock up the hill, and it comes back down again the next day, and we do it again. But we happily do it because I get to bring you such good news about the wins that are occurring. Was pretty soon we're going to push that rock up the hill. We're going to push it down on the other side. And you know what it's going to do? It's going to wipe out some leftists. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to KJRadio.com. That's what we do. We wipe them out. We make them wish they'd never been born. Look, I'm not mad at leftists. I want them to understand. I'm not mad at them. I'm mad at them for being so stupid and having stupid ideas. I'm mad at them for that. I'm mad at them for not recognizing that stupidity. But I'm not mad at them per se. I don't think many of you are. We're just tired of them believing that their ideas are the best. And even when we prove that their ideas are wrong, they still want to fight. They still want to be mad at you. They get even more angry when you prove them wrong. Case in point, Beto O'Rourke. I was talking to a friend of mine on his radio show last week, and I said, the other day. And I said, you know, I was going through the candidates, and I said, who in their right mind would pick Beto O'Rourke as a candidate? He's Anthony Weiner. He's Texas's version of Anthony Weiner. I would ask you, who would pick Anthony Weiner? You can see this guy's demeanor. You can look at his body language. Weiner was predictable in what he would do. I didn't think he would be soliciting young girls, but I wasn't surprised by it. There's nothing Weiner would do that would surprise me. He is a New York politician, a money grabber, a guy who believes in his power more than he believes in his abilities. And guys like him are dangerous to get power. O'Rourke is a con man. He's been that way since his entire life. And the Democrats like him. Joe Biden is a con man. Joe Biden doesn't know. He may know procedure and things like that because he's been hanging around politics. But is this a guy you want to entrust the nation to? Elizabeth Warren is a fraud. Everybody knows it. She's built her reputation on power and being a fraud and making people believe that she cares about them, the Native Americans and the black people and the Latinos. She's out there touting Michael Brown, a thug who got himself killed because for one reason and one reason only. She wants the black vote. She doesn't care about black people. Elizabeth Warren has no cultural understanding of black people. She has as much a cultural understanding of black people as Snow White. But she wants that vote. They're frauds. Kamala Harris, a fraud. And I want you to understand this. You want to know how much you know Democrats are a fraud. The two black people, Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, running as Democrats, can't get the black vote with the Democrats. Do you think that the black folks are really all dyed in the wool for Democrats because they want to pass over two light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialects to vote for these clowns, these rich, white, elitist clowns? How much do I need to convince you that you don't have to worry about the black vote when the two black people, the diversity and tolerance that is within the Democratic Party that elected Barack Obama, won't even vote for those two black people? And you know who is the front runner for the black vote in the Democratic Party? This is a poll that I saw. It is Joe Biden. 38%. 38% of black people support Joe Biden. So what does that leave for everybody else? So here's Elizabeth Warren pandering to get the black vote. Beto O'Rourke, I feel bad being born white, and I really want to apologize for being born white, and my family, I must admit, was a family of slave owners, and I'm really apologizing, and I would like to make everyone understand that how much I hate being white. So crazy out there, man. But so the end begins for Beto. The poor little white Mexican wannabe has reached the end of his political career. Texas leftist version of Anthony Weiner. The varnish has worn off of Beto, and now he's just plain old Robert. Robert O'Rourke, failed Senate candidate, far worse, a failed presidential candidate, because according to the Washington Times, some Democrats are now begging the man to drop out. Texas newspaper that endorsed Beto pleads with him. Please drop out. He failed to unseat Ted Cruz. And now they're telling him, will you pack it up, man? Make yourself useful elsewhere. Here's what they said. Beto, if you're listening, come home. Drop out of the race for president. Yeah. If you're listening, drop out. Come back to Texas to run for senator. The chances of winning the race you're now in are vanishingly small, and Texas needs you, says the Houston Chronicle's editorial board. They want him to come back to Texas. Beto, come back. Come back and do something where you make and win. Let me tell you something. Beto's political career is done. It peaked. It will not go any further. How sad is that? Perhaps they saw Beto's last publicity, publicity stunt of changing the truck tire. You know, he wants to look like the everyday Joe, rolls up his sleeves, yeah, man, yeah, I'm going to get out there and change the tire, you know, I'm everyday Joe, I'm out there just doing my thing. Now, while Donald Trump penalizes China for their destructive trade practices, while Donald Trump helps North Korea get on its way to building a thriving economy, and presides over the world's largest economy, Beto changes a tire. Beto jumps up on cars and makes people believe that, you know, he's really passionate about politics. One person declared the tire change metaphor, a metaphor for Beto's political career, flat. New polls have this guy polling at less than 2%. I saw one at 5. Okay, give it whatever you want. And now, the Houston Chronicle is going, give it up, man. Give it up. He's not the only one. Hick and Looper, I think I'm not going to run for president anymore. I think I'm going to drop out and run for senator. That's really what I want to do. No, you wanted to run for president, and you lost.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots of victories for conservative these days. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Liberals are being exposed for the craziness and the things that they do to mess up your life. For example, that woman who licked the ice cream and put it back on the shelf. Did you see that video? Unbelievable. And people in my life have wondered, why do you always go behind, you know, to get like number three? Because I dig to the back of the freezer. I said, I don't take the first one. Are you kidding? You don't know what people do. And they're like, well, they can mess with it. Yeah, maybe so. But the first one's too easy. And in that video, she takes a cup off the thing off the cover, whoop, licks it, puts it back. Lick it, the girl's boyfriend is said, encouraging her in a viral video, viewed over 11 million times. They didn't know who she was, but they caught her. Now, before we even go any more into the story, I want to ask you this. Have you ever had the urge to lick something and then put it back? I can tell you this right now. When I was a kid, I was in high school. I would take my friends to the store. We'd open up chips. We'd get bologna. We'd get mayonnaise. We'd get bread. We'd make sandwiches. And then we put it all on the tab, my grandparents' tab. And I was allowed to do that. And Betty, I would take the rest of it with me, except the lunch meat. But I would let the checker know what I'd done. And she would just wave at me. But I would have never done that and just left, eating bologna or bread or chips or drank part of a soda. I've seen, let me tell you something. Don't think this is isolated. This is going to make you rethink every time you go to the grocery store. And here's what's worse. The more ghetto the store, the more it is likely to occur. You remember when Ariana Grande went into that place and licked the donut and put it back? You remember that story? I knew y'all would remember that. I'm talking about my producers because they're young, the big Ariana Grande fans. How do you do that? You know somebody else is going to do it. I don't even like to, like when I'm getting a straw for coffee, a stirrer, I don't even like to get my fingers on the other ones because I have that much respect for fellow man. You know leftists don't care. They don't care. Look, you feel the same way. I can feel you in my audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I can feel your energy going, you know what, Kevin? I'm the same way. I don't touch things I think other people have to touch. It isn't because you're dirty. It's because you want the same level of respect for you. How many people do you know who go to the bathroom? Be honest. You might be one of them. And you don't wash your hands when you come out every time. How many people? My youngest son. He would run, go to the bathroom. Ooh, got to hurry, you know, go do something in the bathroom and run right out. And I'm like, go wash your hands. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And don't come out here giggling and laughing and then want to reach into a box of Ritz crackers or something where you're going to go and reach into. See, you got to teach kids stuff like this. It isn't automatic. They just feel like, oh, it's no big deal. I don't have any germs. They're like Peter What's-His-Face, Hedgeseth, on Fox News. The guy says he's never washed his hands. I mean, think of him just picking up the container. We're not even licking it. Just picking up the container. And then you pick it up. You got to get his cooties. I don't want your cooties. Anyway, they didn't know who this girl was. They said, but she could get up to 20 years of prison and $10,000 in fines, committing second-degree felony of tampering with a consumer product. Now, here's the deal. She didn't put arsenic in it or cyanide in Tylenol to kill somebody, but that's how serious people take this. Because who knows? Who knows if she could kill somebody? It is nasty. I told you guys my bit my tongue, and day one and two, it was okay. Day three, it was like, what? It hurt like heck. Felt like I had live nerves just dangling. I couldn't talk. Anyway, you wouldn't want me licking your ice cream with live nerves dangling and then have me not even able to talk. I probably had the crap of a Komodo dragon. You know, if a Komodo dragon bites you, it isn't the bite that's going to kill you. It's the bacteria and infection. And you will die. They don't even have a cure for that. That's how nasty his mouth is. Stinkity stank stank. People get bit by alligators. It isn't the bite. Sometimes it kills them when they're healed, you know, if they survive the bite itself. It's the bacteria and stuff, because these animals eat stuff. It's nasty. How many of your friends do you know have bad teeth, food stuck in there for days? They don't floss. Ain't their hygiene is good? You know the thing that people don't do the most in terms of dental hygiene? They don't scrape their tongue. I didn't realize this until years ago. Got a girlfriend that said, do you scrape your tongue? I'm like, for what? She said, because it builds up bacteria. And there's a thing, it's a tongue scraper. It takes that stuff off. You can kind of see it. Sometimes it looks white on top of your tongue. Your tongue should be a hot pink. I didn't realize that. So all I'm saying is, you got nasty stuff in your mouth. You got yuck mouth. And this girl was out licking stuff. 17 years old. Lufkin, Texas. Suspect's boyfriend is an adult. See, this is why you don't want your teenage girls dating older boys. Because they have them do stupid stuff. Lick it. Lick it. Who goes into a store, says, open up a soda, drink it, put it back? And how many, I'm just asking you, If they don't drink enough, you can't tell. You know, you're guessing at how much soda is at the top. They do that. They lick stuff. They eat stuff. I'm telling you, it's nasty. People, and that, here's what they went on to say. What made this case difficult is that a catfish with a similar screen name with one letter of the suspect's screen name was taking credit for it. The fake catfish account was taking credit for the stunt in the post, saying, yeah, I really did that. I call it Flubel ice cream now. I'm trying to give people the flu. I'm trying to get people sick. I don't know what they're going to do to the boyfriend. I don't know what they're going to do to the girl. But this is disgusting. And here's what I would tell you. If you're raising your children the way I've raised mine, they would never do something that stupid. I'm not one of these parents that say, oh, not my kids. Oh, no, that's not my kid. But there are things I know my kids wouldn't do. And here's why they won't do it. Because are they moral kids? Are they raised with moral and ethics? Absolutely. But the bigger thing is they fear getting caught. You want to know why they fear getting caught? Because they know what their dad is going to do if he finds out they do some crappy stuff like that. Forget what the cops do to you. It's like my grandmother, the way she raised me. I was never worried about what cops were going to do to me or what, you know, the principal or whatever, any type of enforcement, if you will, parental or adult enforcement. I was concerned about my grandmother. My grandfather, too, but he was going to let her handle the business. These are crazy kids. I'm glad they found it out. Anyway, they were starting a trend to do more, and I'm glad they nipped it in the bud.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. So scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It continues to head toward the East Coast. Hurricane Dorian is inching its way westward towards Florida. This man in Juneau Beach, Florida, which is near West Palm Beach, says he's prepared.
We have gas, generator, we have our storm shutters up, storm windows, we're totally ready.
The man was speaking there on Fox News. Meanwhile, Republican Governor from Georgia, Brian Kemp, says his state is also preparing for Hurricane Dorian.
The mandatory evacuation will be in effect for those east of I-95. And I would like to ask everyone to heed those warnings.
Vice President Mike Pence is reassuring Poland that the U.S. is committed to protecting it from Russia. During a joint news conference on Monday with the Polish president, Pence says the allies need to remain vigilant when it comes to Moscow's election meddling across Europe and around the world. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I can only imagine the fear that's circulating through Democrat camps right now. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. President Trump gives Democrats a real scare, and you can add one more to the growing list. And that list is long, folks. Trump being a realist, unafraid of the optics of politics, unafraid, unabashed to go after you when you want to fight with him, has got the Democrats running scared. They don't know what to do. Most people, when you pick a fight, they're like, well, you know, we don't really need to fight. Trump's like, who wants to fight? Let's do it. And they're like, but there's five of us. And he's like, I don't care. Y'all didn't bring enough. Man, that scares the crap out of them. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Fears nothing when it comes to political optics. He built his campaign on identifying real problems, promising to solve them. And then he did the unthinkable when he somehow, by the grace of God, got elected. Donald Trump decided to honor his promises. I want you to understand, how many promises would Trump have abjectly kept? I'm talking about unequivocally, you know, there's no question if he hadn't had Democrats fighting him. How many promises would he have kept? He's kept pretty much all of them, except putting Hillary Clinton in prison. Donald Trump tackled immigration during his campaign. And he's currently living up to his promises on immigration despite massive pushback from the swamp rats. And in what likely surprises Democrats and hurts them to their rotten cores is the Latinos are actually liking Trump more. Americans of Mexican or other or Hispanic descent are saying, way to go, Mr. President. Way to go. Way to not marginalize us. Way to not make us, try to make us one-trick ponies as if illegal immigration is the thing that we're concerned about. These are American citizens. They didn't grow up in Guatemala. They don't think like Guatemalans. They don't think like El Salvadorans. They don't think like Mexicans. They think like Americans, and they get it. Blacks. I saw a poll, 28% of blacks support President Trump. So much for these calls of racism by these disingenuous leftists. Black people are seeing through the ruse. Look, it doesn't have to be 28% of black folks. You guys know this. Trump only needs 10-15% of blacks. Blacks realize that Trump has done more for blacks in 2+ years as president than Obama did in 8. And just for the record, I want to be very clear. You could have given Obama 2 additional terms, and he still wouldn't have done it. 16 years, and you know what black folks would still be talking about? how bad it is to be black in America and the racism and we need our reparations. They would still be whining. 8 more years of Obama. Throw in another 8. Obama's not going to solve a problem because leftists don't solve problems. They make promises that they have no intention of keeping. Come on, you got to know some. I'm not making this up. Blacks realize that Obama and the Democrats did nothing and do nothing for blacks, and they never intended to do anything for blacks or any other group. The only thing that a Democrat is concerned about is his own nest. I know, tough love for Democrats, people listening, former Democrats. I know some of you are out there going, Kevin, I didn't think that way when I was a Democrat, when I voted a Democrat. I wasn't thinking that way. No, you weren't thinking at all. I'm not mad at you. But you can't be part of a problem and then just dismiss it like, no, I wasn't one of them. Yeah, you were. Sure you were. You voted for everything they voted for. You supported the things they supported. And you did it wrongly. That's just the way it works. Democrats, folks, are in the grievance industry. They need chaos to keep people angry at one another, or Democrats fail. That's the way it works. Trump's presidency showcased that well-worn Democrat strategy. And for the first time in politics, the strategy of confronting the left on their lies has been implemented, and it works. That's right. Trump is in their face. And mostly Trump's strategy works because he completes his missions successfully. For Donald Trump, everything that he tackles is a building. He approaches it like real estate. I have a foundation. Now I gotta, I bought the land. I gotta pour a foundation. I gotta get rebar. I gotta pour the foundation. He's got architectural plans that are all the way to the completion of the building. I want you to understand the level of thinking that it takes to approach a problem where you know the ultimate outcome has to be something where thousands of people will occupy it. It has to get more value, more valuable over time. And so, and it needs to be a showpiece. Trump approaches every problem as an architectural landmark. I get the land, and I get it in a fertile area, great area. So when he's tackling illegal immigration, he's like, okay, I just bought some land. I made an investment, and I'm going to tackle illegal immigration. And he's already got the architectural plans built that show you what this building is going to look like. He's got the mock-up. See, Democrats don't understand somebody that can see something out to its conclusion, and it's a successful conclusion because they don't have anything to point at that is successful. Affirmative action? I know that was a Republican policy, but Democrats want to own it. The Great Society? The New Deal? What do they got to point to? Oh, the New Deal saved America. No, it did. It cost America a lot of money, and it was the beginning, the precursor to all the problems we face today. Put on steroids with the Great Society. Anyway, if any group has witnessed Trump's prowess, more than most, it's the unions. And generally speaking, union voters support Democrats in overwhelming numbers, but as with other demographics, Trump gives union members a reason for pause. And at his rally in Pennsylvania not too long ago, union members proudly stood behind the president, and this situation created DEFCON 1 for the Democrats, so the media offered that these union members were forced to be there. Here's a clip.
Stark workers in Pennsylvania, we're learning, ahead of the president's speech there earlier this week. Show up if you want to get paid or burn one of your days off. And by the way, if you're not there, you're not eligible for overtime. CNN obtaining this memo sent to Shell union workers at the Beaver Creek, Pennsylvania plant ahead of Trump's Tuesday visit. And the memo is written by a contractor for Shell. We're told it reads in part, no yelling, shouting, protesting, or anything viewed as resistance will be tolerated at the event. Those who are not in attendance will not receive overtime pay on Friday. To be clear, Trump and his team did not write this memo. Also, I want to remind you, Trump's speech on Tuesday was billed as an official White House event, not a campaign rally for his reelection bid. But the president did directly mention the Shell plant.
I love the unions and I love the workers. And, you know, when I built buildings in New York, I built them exclusively with union. People don't understand that. I was explicit. This Shell petrochemical plant in Beaver County, Pennsylvania, I did very well here. We did very well. How many points did we win by? Does anybody know?
You buying that story? See, you think Trump rallies are full of paid attendees? Because I'm going to tell you this. I know most people I know who would love to go to a Trump rally. And you know why they don't go? They don't want to wait in long lines. They don't want to fight the crowds. I would bet you money the union members were honored to be part of that crowd. Yeah. A president who actually brought jobs back to America. And for the record, with or without union members, Trump fills stadiums. In fact, his recent rally in New Hampshire broke Elton John's record for attendance, though the left had claimed otherwise. And how long has Donald Trump been holding rallies? Over 3 years now? What happens at each of those rallies? Would it be maximum capacity? Listen, folks, to be a Democrat today, the entirety of the Democrat candidates couldn't fill a small theater in Biloxi, Mississippi, or anywhere else for that matter. And if you're wondering why Democrats don't hold these rallies, it's very simple. Because they can't. As far as the unions go, I want you to think about what Donald Trump has done for the common man, the union man, the working man. Understand why he fills these big venues time after time with these white folks tired of being kicked around. His efforts to make America great again, transcend color, gender, religion, and whatever else, and his success at his job is the very reason why the left fight against him. Left alone, Trump would create a one-party system to
America. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Before we get back to Pelosi and her rock in a hard place, I want to play a couple of clips. One is a gay man gets confronted at a gay pride parade about what he's wearing. And here was the response.
Hey, why are you wearing a Che shirt here? He murdered gay people.
Since he believed that killing gays was okay, that doesn't make any sense you're wearing it here.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The reason why I played that is I want you to understand the quandary that leftists have. I want you to understand how stupid they are. Here's a gay guy. He's being asked, why are you wearing a shirt of a guy who hated gays at a gay pride parade? Oh, well, it was sort of to discuss the irony of it all, but also, it is to destroy the, the white privilege or whatever. And I don't know what he ended up saying. It was destroy the power structure. So, he's willing to sacrifice gay people and extol the virtues of a gay hater in order to destroy the power structure. But notice how here's what I want you to understand. He understood it and then said, oh, it's really to poke fun at it. And then he understood what it really was. And he says, no, in other words, I'm going to protect my lie by saying, no, I wore it because I want to tear down the power structure. And then he adds at the very end, who are you to tell me what to do? That is leftism in its finest. He's a walking contradiction who says, oh, yeah, I knew it. And then he comes back and goes, no, it really wasn't that I knew it. It's that I'm trying to destroy this the system that's in play. And oh, by the way, who are you to point out my ironies and hypocrisies? Kevin Jackson's you listening to KJRadio.com. I wanted to play that because that's essentially how leftists think. Should we go? I was thinking about doing this one of Tapper talking to O'Rourke about Trump's being right. We'll do it another time. Because I think that clip with the gay guy makes the bigger point of what the problem that Pelosi and the leftists have. There's no, if I'd been wearing a Chase shirt, let me just put it this way. If I'd been, excuse me, as a black man, been wearing a Chase shirt, and I'm walking in some black pride parade, and somebody said, hey, man, why are you in that Chase shirt? And I go, because Che, man, he represented revolution and whatever. And the guy said, you do realize that you're in a black pride parade wearing a shirt of a man who was a racist, who thought of blacks as being lazy and shiftless and worthless, etc. I wouldn't say, well, yeah, but, you know, man, I would be like, seriously? Yeah, that's what he thought about blacks. I'd go, wow, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn this shirt inside out and I'm going to wear it that way. That's what I would have said. I would have Googled it, you know, and made sure. If the guy said, look, let me show you, let's Google it. Because I would be curious. See, this is what I tell people all the time. Where is your curiosity for the truth? One of the things I say to my youngest son, because he's still in school, I say, when you come up with a concept and you don't get it, you need to have a curiosity to understand it. Here's the reason why. So your brain doesn't have that conflict. I can tell you about brain conflict because I'm not a good artist, but I've tried to teach myself art. And when I draw, my brain goes into that conflict mode because I don't see what artists see. I have to visualize, look at it, and visualize. I'm going to turn this shirt inside out and I'm going to wear it that way. That's what I would have said. I would have Googled it, you know, and made sure. If the guy said, look, let me show you, let's Google it. Because I would be curious. See, this is what I tell people all the time. Where is your curiosity for the truth? One of the things I say to my youngest son, because you're able to get rid of that conflict, the better. The more you clear your brain, it fires new synapses that open up other areas of your brain and makes you a better thinker. So that's why you should challenge your mind. Leftists don't want to do that. They rationalize. You want to know why? They've mapped their minds to where they want, how they think, and they don't want to make it difficult. Look, I'm no neuroscientist or anything, but I'm going to almost guarantee you that's the case. It makes them think, and their brain goes into a mode that they can't stand. But let's get back to Pelosi, because she's the one that's got to deal with these lunatics. So this guy was talking about, twice in recent weeks, she jacked up temperature on the crazy obsession with impeaching President Trump. First, she accused him of engaging in a criminal cover-up. Then she said she didn't favor impeachment. She favored putting Trump in prison. In neither case did Pelosi detail what crimes POTUS committed that constituted a cover-up or would be worthy of prison. It's also significant that she made both comments after the release of Special Report Mueller that found no collusion, offered no collusion on obstruction, with the Attorney General ruling that there was no obstruction. So what the heck is she talking about? He says the explanation makes sense only in bizarro world of far-left politics in the age of Trump. Conventional wisdom holds that Pelosi's eruptions are tactical moves as she tries to resist rabid impeachment dogs like Reps Jerry Nadler, Maxine Waters, and Adam Schiff. The tortured explanation amounts to a claim that Pelosi is demonstrating she hates Trump more than anybody, but opposes impeachment only because most voters don't want it. I want to stop there. Most voters don't want impeachment. See, that's the rock that Pelosi faces. They used to be able to gin up enough information, enough angst to view. Oh, let's impeach, 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 and then everybody came out with the pitchforks. You can't do that when Donald Trump is actually a popular president. In the fake news polls, he's at 47%. Trust me, that's more than enough for him to get elected. Think about Trump coming into office, according to the polls that they said, lowest president ever at 38%. If you believe that, fine. I mean, I'll say some swamp water, but and you can drink it. The point is that if it's not even fathomable in the most bizarre sense to believe any of the things that they're saying. But if that's what makes them feel good, then let them feel that way. But the majority of the people, this is fact, are impeachment for what? This is left is going, look, I don't get it. Here's what they go on, what he goes on to say. As a result, she fears it will be a dead end for Democrats because there's nothing close to a two-thirds majority in the Senate needed for conviction and removal. A failed impeachment, her argument goes, would re-elect Trump and let the GOP take back the House and hold the Senate. In plain English, the Dems would destroy themselves in a bid to destroy Trump. I love, love, love that statement, and I love that somebody recognizes what I know for a fact. What I've been saying, it is Armageddon for the Democrats to do impeachment. He goes on to say that she's right about the likely fallout, but if calling for prison somehow defines Pelosi as rational and responsible, Washington itself is a giant insane asylum. By her logic, she must keep raising the ante to prove her street cred. Perhaps her next move then will be to call Trump to be barred from the Oval Office. That way, she'll prove she really, really, really hates him, but still doesn't favor impeachment. Now, he's being sarcastic, and good for him. Because he's really making a very good point. And he says this, here's the problem. Actually, two problems with Pelosi's too cute by half gambit. The crazies are crazy, but they're not dumb. Nor are they alone. About 60 House Dems, or 25% of the caucus, favor impeachment. And polls show a majority of national Dems want to remove Trump that way. At some point, those members and voters were tired of Pelosi's playing word games, but still blocking them from doing what they're dying to do. Already, Nadler's pushing for special impeachment, blah, blah, blah. But he says the second problem is that the audience for her reckless rhetoric is not limited to Trump-hating Democrats. The idea that any of this, from impeachment to prison, is a fair response to Mueller's report is rejected by most Americans, and this is according to most polls. The majority of the voters understand Mueller had plenty of time, expensive, 500 witnesses, 2,800 subpoenas, grand juries, heavily armed agents, and search warrant raids. And if Trump had broken the law, Mueller would have found it. So they're going, it's over. Her party's continual denial of the reality is dry tinder that makes Pelosi's gamble so reckless. Look, folks, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. He's a little more eloquent than probably I would be in writing that. But at the end of the day, this is the worst possible thing that Pelosi could want to do. Worst possible thing. That's why I keep baiting him. I say, I double dare you. Hey, Jerry Nadler, when are you going to grow a pair and impeach Trump? Let's do it. You started the process because I know exactly where this game ends up. That's what conservatives do. We know where the things end up. That's what Democrats don't understand.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.